Welcome to the Draw Doctors Podcast, your weekly dose of fantasy footy content.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Draft Doctors. There is no footy being played yet, but we have got some sort of daily fantasy sports coming for you and some drafting. We're drafting some board games with the help of Stevie Fizz and his lovely partner, Mrs. Fizz. Welcome.
Yeah, g'day, Jono. G'day, listeners. Dark day here at the Draft Doctors. But yeah, no, we'll turn things over to the better half. The non-fantasy football playing half, and Mrs. Fizz, you're going to have to say hi.
Hi.
Strong scenes, strong takes.
And the man who is isolating himself from not only Australia, but also from everyone else in Tasmania, it is the great man, the Statesman. How you doing, pal?
I'm wonderfully well, to be honest, and it's great to have Fuckwit here after she was introduced as such last week.
Things are going well. Things are good.
They are going well. Might have to go back to doing a dry pot again. But we do have Mrs. Fizz on the show because we're doing a bit of a board game draft at the moment. We're just talking our favourite board games, and we just want to see where they're going to go in a draft. And I think, Mrs. Fizz, you have a number generator, so who's got a pick one there for the board games?
You haven't done it. So,
well, I've got a number generator.
Okay, so let's go. Jono, it was your birthday yesterday, you old bastard. Baby Fizz is coming up to run amok. What number's Jono got? Generate the number.
4.
Jono, you're last. Stato, yep, you're the other man on the screen. Generate a number.
1.
Woohoo!
Stato with pick 1. Give me me.
2.
All right, so Stato, me, Mrs. Fizz, Jonathan Crockett. In the snake two. Draft, beautiful. We're doing 4 rounds of our best board games. Goddamn this COVID-19 hellhole. Baby Fizz is here, picking her nose, probably going to eat it. She did eat it. Nice work, Baby Fizz. Go use the sanitizer, she says. So, yeah, kick it off, Stato, I guess.
Okay, with pick number 1, I think you guys know which one I'm going to go for and probably won't be most people's number 1, but it is mine because it's full of strategy. I'm going with Risk. World domination.
I love the pick. I love Risk. Wait.
Well, I bet you're dirty. He's got it before you.
Probably wouldn't have got back to you in round 2.
Yeah, and that's why I had to go because it actually is my favourite.
Yeah. So, it's a tough scene here. I'm going to go for the popular vote though at pick 2. Probably not going to choose one of the more obvious games, but I'm going to go for an Australian champion. I'm going for Test Match.
Wow.
Test Match, solid pick.
Can't get past the Test Match.
For someone who hates cricket, that is a surprise pick.
Wow.
It was a great game, though.
It was.
Unbelievable.
Mrs. Fizz, who have you got at pick 3?
Well, I'm going with Cluedo, but not the real Cluedo. When I was a teenager, I made my own Cluedo, and it was X-Files Cluedo, so it was like Mulder on Skyland Mountain with the Tool of Destruction.
Nice.
Sorry, personalised Cluedo, that you could have got that in the last round.
I don't think anybody's going to have any of my picks anyway. It doesn't matter. But Steve said that now that Cluedo's gone...
Yeah,
that's it for Cluedo.
Yeah, it's like Monopoly. There's 57 versions of Monopoly, but once Monopoly's gone, that's it.
Well, that's it. I'm going to take the family-destroying game that it is, Monopoly, with my first pick. And
yeah, it sounds like the most on it. Jonathan Crockett pick of all time.
That is true. Well, I've got the double pick, and my second pick, because this game you can actually now play online due to us all being quarantined, and that is Secret Hitler. So... never play Secret Hitler.
What?
No, seriously, check it up. It's a good, fun game. Played it last night online with some friends, and good times I had.
Yeah, no, anytime someone mentions Hitler, it's a laugh riot. No, we're all...
Yeah, it normally ends most conversations.
It's a good fun game. Check it out.
Okay. Well, Jono knows what he's talking about. Mrs. Fears, what do you got at, with your second round pick?
Scattergories.
Wow.
See, this is, where does social distancing come in? Because you can't play this with... You need more people to play. You got a big family?
Huge family. Huge family. Spent lots of time at the beach house playing Scattergories Junior when I was a kid.
I do remember the Scattergories. Again, I made my own Scattergories as a kid because the topics were all shit and we made our own.
Yeah, I'm not down with it. Not a big Scattergories guy myself because it takes too many people to play. My next pick, I'm going with Scrabble. I love Scrabble.
And, of course, my picks are starting to get to the intelligent conversations, of course. Sipping a Pinot and enjoying a bit of trivia. So Trivia Pursuit comes in as my second round pick. Now, I will say, rolling back into the third round, a game that I've enjoyed. Now, I don't know whether we're going to call this a board game or not, or is it actually a book game, but Yahtzee.
Yeah, no, Yahtzee's a game. Yeah, I love Yahtzee.
That's a board game.
Yeah, no, I love Yahtzee. Great pick.
So
it's a great pick.
So Risk, Trivial Pursuit, and Yahtzee. I think most people are coming around my house.
Yeah, no, you've started pretty well. I'm going to... Oh, geez, I've got a lot of options here. I'm going to go with a bit of a gambling game. Backgammon. So I've certainly enjoyed a lot of backgammon. Grandma Fizz was a big backgammon player, so was brought up on that. Mrs. Fizz, what's your third round? Is it third round? Third round pick, jeez.
Third round pick, go and get it through it quick.
Another one you may not have heard of, Sequence.
Never heard of it.
Oh,
can confirm, no. It's a good game. We play that a lot at home. It is really actually a really good game. It's like
the basic premise?
It's sort of like it's like Connect Four on a board but with cards, and it's
okay.
Sorry, Baby Fizz, what are you doing?
Nothing.
No, oh, Baby Fizz is doing nothing. Nothing. That's fine.
Just writing cards.
Just what?
Writing cards.
Oh, lot going on for Baby Fizz. This lockout's affecting us all.
Very nicely written too. All right, for my third round pick, I'm going to go with Seven Wonders, a game you've probably never heard of.
Never heard of
Seven Wonders. Yeah, fantastic game. It's basically building up either military science and research or raw material, basically, but set in the old Stone Age days.
Yeah, sick. That sounds great, John. Why don't you give us another one of those shithouse games?
I will.
Would you count Hungry Hungry Hippos as a...
Yeah, I've got it on my list.
I'm thinking I was going to take Hungry Hippos as my last round pick.
Yeah, I was actually going to pick it up. You snaked me, Jono. You snaked me.
Yes.
The Garden Game.
What the hell?
Yeah, no, she was going
to
pull
it
out.
Is that when everyone has to go out to the garden?
No. It's this game where you plant and herbicide stuff and...
You collect seed packets around the board, and then you have a garden bed, and you have to plant things in your garden bed, and you have to plant. You get bonuses for planting things next to things that help them grow. So things that repel aphids, you want to plant next to roses, blah blah blah. And then there's Acts of God, where you can lose your whole garden bed because there was a flood or something.
A plague.
Yeah, it's a shit ass game, and Yeah, no, so it's a good game. I've played the garden game and it is as bad as Jono's third round pick.
He didn't give it a chance, much like he doesn't give life a chance.
Oh!
never a truer word has been spoken on the pod. I'm going to go with a game that caused me to break up with a girl. And I only pick it because of the good story behind it, and we're trying to create some content in these strange times. Greed.
Wow.
Greed. I think I've played it, but might
It's like a dice game. Yeah, and so, right, the way you play this game is, like, you get to roll these five dice, and you're trying to get certain combinations to score X amount of points. Now, if at the end of your turn you've used the five dice... and you've hit a a scoring role, you get to start again, and it's really hard to not score anything with the five dice. So I've scored two goes in a row with the five dice. So I'm on a tear, man. I'm like going to win this whole thing like straight off the bat. So I pick up the five dice, ready to roll again with all these points, and I roll and have a miss. And the girl's dad, you know, ha ha ha, tells me what a bad play it was. And I explain drunkenly, red-faced, angrily about EV and game theory, and it just descends into absolute chaos where I shut down the conversation. I don't say a word. I go for everything on every single roll. Descends into madness and, relationship over. So
is this the last pick?
It is the last pick.
Okay, so I think I'm going to square away everything here with my last pick, where normally you would just say A4.
Yeah, that was going to be my pick if I didn't go green, but I got the story in.
Battleship.
Yeah. There's a couple of good picks still on the table, which is interesting. Did anyone have anything on their list still not taken? Because I had I had some.
Yeah, it's good.
Game of Life, but not the original version, because that's a bit hard to play, the newer version.
Is it your personal version?
No, I didn't make my own Game of Life.
Fair enough. I had a couple of fond memory ones, which was Trouble.
With Guess Who?
And Sorry.
No, Sorry.
Aren't they the same game? I've got Settlers of Catan and Lords of Vegas left on my board as well.
I like the Guess Who, where it's where Epstein's in the game and people say, "Did you kill yourself?"
Maybe.
Everyone else gets flipped out. The board game draft. Well, we'll post that on Twitter and we'll get your likes and see who you thought drafted the best team.
That's it, and we'll come up with something to draft next week.
I obviously don't have the greatest board game selection, according to you plebs. Only I know how great it is.
Thank you very much for your right amount of shade.
All right, Steve, this is your baby. So we're now moving on to the DFS part of the show, where a couple of days ago you put out a list. You had $69 to create basically a shopping list of your lockdown survival kit, and six items you could pick. And there was a range of things in different categories: meals, beverages, food, snacks, and entertainment, and the miscellaneous. So, what did you pick there for your nice amount of dollars for your lockdown survival kit?
Yeah, look, I thought it was a lot of fun. Like, these sort of, like, there's a lot of DFS players who listen to our show, possibly, maybe, some. So between the meals and other food, snacks, and entertainment, beverages, and miscellaneous, we had a lot of prices. And so I've gone for, in my lineup, so we'll run through the meals first before we get to my lineup. It will sort of run through people's lineups before, run through some stuff. So the meals, $69 limit. That's the most you could possibly spend, and you had to pick six items. Okay, so nothing under, nothing less. Six items. If you left a few bucks on the table, that's fine. It's like a DFS lineup. This is how you're going to get through the lockdown. And we assume that you have a lockdown amount of this item to get through the hard times of the lockdown. So the meals were curries at $31, the most expensive meal. There was only one more item more pricey, and that was the guns and ammo at $42, which I really wanted to see some gun lineups just for how creative people could be, because if you're buying a gun, you're clearly wearing a tinfoil hat. Meat came in at $28, so whatever meat you wanted. Pizza at $26, pasta at $24, nachos at $23, Stato salad at $20, frozen tendies with chips, which is Cam's favorite, at $18, the Soy Boy veggie meals at $18. God knows what that is.
It should have just been free. That's like a plus one. No one's ordering that shit.
No one is ordering that shit. bacon and eggs at $15, which is your gourmet breakfast, I guess, or Saturday night dinner, yeah. Maybe. I don't know. What do people eat bacon and eggs? Soup and roll, which I really tried to squeeze into some lineups. Couldn't do it, though. $14. Cereal at $12 for the Jerry Seinfelds of the world. And 2 minute noodles at $6.
Absolute bargain there for the noodles.
You can't go past it. Well, I did. So, look, I started my lineup with pizza at $26. And my theory was that pizza is really an any time of the day meal. You know, and you can have so many different toppings. You know, you can have Hawaiian one day, caprichosa the next, margarita.
Meat lover, veggie.
Yeah, there's so many options. And you know, I don't mind having a cold for breakfast. That's fine. Went for the bread and spreads at 11 in the other food snacks. We'll get to the other food snacks later. But I can eat peanut butter on bread for a snack. That's fine. And, you know, it's also a breakfast as well. So that's fine. Did go for Stato's Pinot in at $12 in the beverages section. The beverages section is really where I went to town. It took three beverages to get me through the lockdown. Stato's Pinot, can't get through the lockdown without coffee. It's $7. And I took the bottled water at $3. I really think you need to balance out. You need to hydrate, Jono. You need to hydrate.
You certainly do.
Yeah, you can't just dehydrate on red wine and coffee. So you're either buying, Well, I suppose you can, and you'd buy the Panadol at $1. But I'd rather buy the water.
It's got to be on the list.
Rather buy the water at $3. And I went for the video games at $10. Only one entertainment. It was really fun seeing so many people build lineups. We really got a great response to this. And it was amazing how the non-alcohol lineups just look amazing. But how fucking bored are you of each other?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Stato, why don't you run us through your original lineup and then have you change lineup, please?
Yeah, well, first off, maybe I didn't read it or ask the right question, so I accept responsibility that I could have done better. But my original lineup was meat and salad. So at any given time and any given meal, I could have that beautiful mix between enjoying a feed and making sure my body is being looked after as well. Netflix for the entertainment was hugely important for me. And then I had fruit with the Nutribullet, boom, boom, and Panadol. That was the six items, and that was the $69. The reason the Panadol was in there was I went through and thought I need to ensure my intake in my body is right during a period where a bit of boredom, maybe bit of mental fatigue will come in, that I'm looking after myself. The Panadol was there that doing all those things to looking after myself, I was going to ensure that I was not having any coffee. Now, that would bring headaches for the first week and a half, so I needed the Panadol to settle that down. But then, after the discussion with Steve, he pointed out, because I said, well, why would you pay money for bottled water when you got tap water? And he said, no, we're living in Portland. We have no tap water. So we've got to pretend that if you want water, you've got to purchase it. So I've had to change it all up.
This is Mad Max rules.
You spoke a lot about entertainment, and I want to break down the entertainment section there and the prices to go along with it. Remember, it's a $69 limit. So entertainment, you can choose Netflix for $11, video games for $10, board games for $8, the pool table, which
was good value.
DVDs for $5, if you can remember what they were. Gardening at $4, and I got to say, I reckon gardening is such a sleeper pick because it gives you exercise as well as possible food. Books for $3. No one reads books anymore. And possibly the best value of all is the deck of cards for $1.
Yep. Absolutely.
Love it.
But what's your real lineup look like, Stato, once you've
reworked the maths? It, and this is after a bit of discussion with you guys, because you're saying salad. Well, you can have a warm beef salad. So there can be actual meat within the Stato salad model. So we've gone the salad. We've gone the Netflix. I've added on the soup for the 14 to cover. We are going into winter months, so therefore it gives you a warmer option. The bread and spread. So you've got all meals covered with the bread and spreads, the salads and the soups, really well there. I've added back in the coffee. So I'm back in getting my little fix. And of course, the one I had to add in was the bottled water. So a very boring Stato there, taking the soup instead of the Pinot, but just thinking this is maybe the time to look after myself.
So what I've seen again, Stato, is we've built an amazing lineup, but you're sober.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's talk us through the sobriety, man, because you're down there in Tassie, you're completely isolated.
There's no alcohol here as we speak.
There's seven people on the island. You're totally fucked.
Yep, and the bottle shops are still open and getting raided, and there's only seven people living here. So we're running out of toilet paper. There's 13 supermarkets, but there's no toilet paper. And seven people.
So the trader boys, they've got the monopoly on the toilet paper, haven't they?
Yeah, correct. So my theory is that if you are getting locked up, and I'm going through some other challenges at the moment, my industry is one that's being impacted massively because of this situation. I feel that any consumption of anything without being positive to my body would create further issues. So why create the further issues? So that's my thought process. So I'm having a pretty much a dry lock-in.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got my beer and wine on the go, so I'm just it's a do as I say, not as a what?
I've just finished my green tea.
Now, Jono, what six picks are you making for $69 in the lockdown?
Guns and ammo and beer. No. No, so I'm like you, Steve. I need my morning coffee, which is also my breakfast. So $7 there for the coffee. Unlike Stato, I do need water. I do drink a lot of water, so I've got that there for the $3. If I'm going to eat something, I'm having the pasta. I am half wog, so I need my pasta. I eat a lot of it. And again, I can substitute vegetables throughout it and different kinds of meat, chicken and meat, mince and that sort of stuff. So I'm happy with that. And I need my beer. As you know, I love my craft beers and any other beer. So I'm going to get that into me as well for $13.
Yeah. I should have made craft beer like 26 just so no one could choose that horrible shit.
Just sold. And video games, got to have video games. I love my single player games, but also because of the isolation, myself, Cam, Doss, and Sam, we've been getting online together and playing Call of Duty. And so I need to drink so I can abuse the shit out of Cam when he fucks things up online.
Does
so,
he do it? Does he do it quite regularly?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And the $1 Panadol, because I'm going to be drinking a lot while playing. I drink a lot when I play online, so I'm going to need that to recover the next day. So that is my my normal one, but I did try and do a couple of redneck / bogan type picks. So
that was more. There's more bogan than that. Yeah, no, I need the Panadol because I'm on the grogs.
Yeah.
You got the guns and ammo, because rednecks and bogans love their guns and ammo. And then I've got Siggies or beer, you can swap them out, either. Noodles, because rednecks don't eat, you know, salads or soy boy type vegan meals. Soft drinks, cards, and water, because the main source of entertainment is going to be the guns.
Yeah, that's a hell of a lineup, Sean. I've got to go a few through a few of the listener lineups, and Dave from over at SC Insiders, he's come up with a great lineup, and it's a guns lineup, which I was really curious to see what the guns lineup was, because running through the rest of the prices, which we didn't do, guns was $42. So I know we live in Australia where you can't get one, but I thought, hell, that's the kind of lineup you can buy with a gun. So $42, dearest lineup, dearest item on the menu. You could have weed at $15. You could have smokes at 15, at 13. You could have a musical instrument if you wanted to bunker down with your guitar for 13, for 9. Fitbit and gym ball, which some people did buy for 7. Skatey, Stato, surprised you didn't get it, for 5. Stato,
yes.
Doss has just spent his last $4 on a kickflip.
$4 on a Nutribullet, $2 on a yoga mat, $1 on a Panadol. People will be asking about the beverages. You could get spirits and mixers for 15, beer for 13, spirits for 13, Stato's Pinot for 12, Goon for 8, which people rightly pointed out was dear, but it's the cheapest grog you can get by far.
And it's bulk, so it's actually a good deal.
Yeah.
Coffee $2 for, a litre, done.
Coffee for $7, Milo for 6, Gatorade for 5, juice for 5, Softy for 4, bottled water for 3, and tea for 2. And the other food and snacks were bread and spreads for $11, which I just can't get past the bread and spreads. I think it's a winner. Ice cream for 9, yep. Nuts for 7.
That's a good value, nuts.
I wanted nuts. Good value.
Yeah, I can imagine Stato loves nuts.
I love nuts in my mouth.
Yeah, big winner, big fan of nuts. Big
hanging around. Yep.
Would you like a bit of chocolate on those nuts? Because chocolate's $6. Chocolate was $6. Chips were $6. Fruit was $5. Biscuits were 3, which was surprising. People didn't go for biscuits because, according to Monty, Twisties are biscuits.
Really?
Probably got your shapes as well, I would have thought. For $3,
well, how does Monty work that one out?
Shapes do fall in the biscuits.
Don't even go down the Monty Twisties rabbit hole because it's a whole conundrum.
Just the way they're baked or produced.
But isn't the rule with biscuits that they start hard and they finish soft, not the other way around or something?
That's
like
how that? I start and finish. So I'm a biscuit man.
Yes.
and crackers. Crackers for $2. Hey, how's this actually? Like, I went to Safeway today, right, to buy, because we're making chili. Well, I'm going to make chili con carne later in the week. So I bought, I had like corn, tomatoes, a couple things of red kidney beans and all that. And they scan them through the grocery thing and they scan, you know, because I try to put my things together. Like, my meat goes here, my fruit goes here. So it's easy for the checkout lady because, you know, yep. I'm not a bad person. And she scans the cans and she goes, "Oh, you can only have 2 of these." And she's on the thing is there's corn, red kidney beans, and tomatoes. And I said, "But they're all different." She goes, "No, it's you can only have 2 cans of vegetables all up."
And well, I said, "How are you supposed to organize a meal then?"
I said, "How am I supposed to cook chili con carne? How am I supposed to cook soup?" And she goes, Those are the rules. I said, to be honest, 2 of those things aren't even vegetables. Corns are a grain and tomatoes are a fruit. And the bigwigs, the bureaucrats down at Safeway just don't see it the same way. So chili con carne got postponed and I don't really want to go back to the shops because we've got this thing where I come home from the shops and I have to unload the groceries through the window so Mrs. Fizz can put them in the sink and wash them all. I have to strip down, run inside after getting my hands sanitized and shower down. Yeah, I know. It's like a fucking scene out of a prison. This is what we're living in. Dossie sent through a lineup. It's got classic soy boy. It's got books straight off the bat. Coffee.
Didn't he have like 8 on there?
No, this is a new 9. One. Stato salad, Stato's Pinot skateboard for Stato, and a soy boy veggie meals, plus a kickflip. All right, so he spent $65 and he reckons the kickflip was worth $4.
Yeah, there you go.
So there you go. There are some good lineups built. Mickey Allen had a good lineup because he went the pool table. So he went coffee, pool table, meat, Milo, spirits and mixes and fruit. And I wouldn't have thought it was a great lineup, but I guess fruit is a breakfast with coffee?
Yeah.
A banana and a coffee or something.
Yeah.
And you're still getting some goodness into you, so you've got the mixture. Because I'm a little bit worried of some of them. They're going to be very constipated.
Yeah.
What's the replayability of a pool table?
I could play pool all day. Mickey's a snooker player. So Mickey, unfortunately, is a pool table. So you're dealing with that pub lifestyle. Lekdog, he threw out a good lineup. It had the $23 nachos, $2 crackers, crackle, $10 video games, $13 spirits. So he's no mix. This is worrying. He's gone no mix and he had no secondary beverage. So I'm a bit worried about Lekdog's hydration.
I want to see what he's like after 6 months of that.
And he had one.
How's he tracking?
Is he catching rainwater or what? What's he doing there?
He did have the Panadol, but he had the tendies and chips as well. So, Lekdog, you are dry, my friend.
So let's get. He's got nachos, crackers, tendy, and chips for 6 months. Yep. How is he looking getting out of that?
Well, he's hitting those spirits, my man. You got a lot of Panadol.
The AGB the next day, and away you go.
Yeah, so Mrs. Fizz had the curries, gardening, chocolate, tea, Netflix, and video games. So
she's got a good mix.
Yeah, she reckons curries for breakfast is the way to go. I agree. It myself. Nah, you're fucking...
I agree.
Salad and curries. Yep, in.
Nah, you're all over the shop.
They do it in India and all the other Asian countries, so...
Yep.
Rob threw out beer, juice, coffee, Panadol, meat, chips, and chalk. Rob.
No entertainment.
How sweaty are you going to be, my man?
No entertainment. What's he going to do?
Yeah, no entertainment. That's the thing. Beer, juice, coffee.
Beer, juice, coffee.
Beer, juice, coffee.
It's a lot of sugar.
Panadol. Wait, has he gone seven things here anyway? He's gone seven things, Rob. It's not a lineup. Meat, chips, and chalk.
Invalid lineup.
Oh. Now, how's he looking coming out? Now, he's got... He's going to have to lose the Panadol.
Well, he has to lose something.
Lose the juice.
That's about the only thing. Meat? I reckon lose the chips. Or chalk.
He needs to lose the chalk. He's not coming out of that well.
No. Toddy has said, water for $3, video games, bread and spreads, spirits and mixers, pizza and books, which is that's pretty similar to my lineup, to be honest.
I'm worried about people's health.
Yeah, no, there's bad times for the health. Nova has gone pizza, bacon and eggs, chocolate, juice, video games, and Panadol with $6 to spare.
I like Vincent's one. He's got pizza, breads and spreads, video games, water, football, and then money to spare to have a bet on the weather.
Yeah, so, but it's an incomplete lineup. One, two, three, four,
two, three, five.
He's only got five things. What the hell's bet on the weather mean? You're going to buy an umbrella?
Well, sports bet have got markets where you can actually gamble on the weather now because there's no sports. So,
can we just shut down the sports betting websites? Is that a thing we can do?
Well, horse racing...
It's nothing to bet.
It's the only industry that I know of that's still going. And, like, the only DFS that I know of is League of Legends, which is a video game. Esports. Esports is huge now.
Yeah, sounds good.
It would be.
Maddie Stevens on Facebook says, as someone in China who has already been on the lockdown for a couple of months, he's going video games, Netflix, pizza, ice cream, Milo, and chocolate. Hell of a lot of sugar, Matt.
Yeah.
And no hydration options there either.
No hydration. Milo.
Weight gain 3,000.
Wait, yeah, he's not winning the rig off.
He's coming down to my league.
Mints on everything. I think that's all we got this week.
If you want any other ideas, if you want us to do any other DFS type situations, hit us up on the socials, let us know. Even if you want to have a chat, just hit us up. We're here. We're providing content in this hard time. So at the Draft Doctors on Facebook and that. And even Dossie, Cam, and myself, and Sam, we're online playing Call of Duty at the moment, so we'll tweet out our gamer tags if you want to join in and kill some noobs. It'd be good fun.
Fucking what? We got a great suggestion about a draft next week, so I think next week's draft is going to be really interesting. Cam will be on instead of goddamn Mrs. Fizz, whoever that is, just dragging in people off the street at this point. But yeah, no, we got a good draft coming up, so we'll be drafting a lot of things.
Yeah,
but I thought the DFS thing was a lot of fun. People should hook us up in the tweets and Facebook about what sort of lineups they put together, because it was hard to put together a great lineup. There was a lot of sacrifices to be made. I still think the gun is just go shoot fucking people. Fuck them.
Well, with the gun, you can go shoot a cow or something like that to get the meat if you want to do it that way.
It's a valid
point. I live around a lot of farms. There's a lot of cows. There's also a lot of koalas down here, Jono.
But you don't want the chlamydia.
You don't. You don't have sex with the koala, but you eat it, apparently.
No,
you don't do either.
Have like guns and ammo, gardening, and then you get your meat and salad that way.
This is why during the lockdown you're not allowed to have alcohol.
All right, that wraps it up for this week. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.